We set aside a few minutes most Sundays to identify connections between unfulfilled Bible prophecies and current news and events. We've mentioned smart cities before. One definition describes them as urban areas using digital technology to gather data and manage services like transportation, energy, waste, and public safety. The goal is to improve quality of life through efficient infrastructure, citizen engagement, and smart governance. A key feature is that the residents can access all essential services within a 15 to 20 mile or minute walk, 15 to 20 minute walk. It sounds utopian. I have a feeling it's going to be more dystopian. The government could control all of your movements, purchases, medical care. For example, they could limit your EV's range by disabling it, effectively eliminating personal freedoms. I've been having trouble with my iPad. Oh, here we go. This interests us because the Bible describes similar control during the 3.5 years before Jesus' second coming. The Antichrist will rule and people will be unable to participate in society unless they pledge allegiance by taking his mark. While we don't know exactly what the mark will be, it resembles modern biometric technology. You've likely been following the news about the devastating fires in Los Angeles. Governor Newsom is proposing what he calls a Marshall Plan to rebuild LA 2.0 as a smart city. I kind of think it's too soon for him to be talking about stuff like that because people are still coming to grips with what happened down there, but this is what he is proposing. Now, the Marshall Plan, some of you who understand history, I don't, was a post-World War II investment to rebuild the European economies and get them back on track. They're not talking about rebuilding Pacific Palisades as it was. The government plans to rebuild Los Angeles according to its own vision, potentially eliminating single-family zoning and implementing public transit for all, introducing other measures that could restrict personal freedoms. Some critics liken this approach to transforming the city into an open-air prison. The Bible predicts a time in the last days when the Antichrist will exercise total control over the population. Never before has the government possessed such advanced tools and technology to monitor and influence every aspect of our individual lives. Government monitoring ultimately leads to government control, and this aligns with biblical prophecies about the last days. The Antichrist and his government will have complete control over the population at that time. If you don't have his mark, which means swearing allegiance to him, you won't be able to buy or sell anything. You won't be able to do anything, go anywhere. Might even be like in Australia during the pandemic where they just lock you in your house and you have to hope for the best. While smart cities may not represent the final state of life during the Great Tribulation, they exemplify the type of control anticipated in these biblical prophecies. The Bible predicts a time when a one-world government will monitor citizens' finances and movements, aligning with the concept of smart cities. Jesus promised to come and resurrect and rapture his church. He said he would do it before his second coming, and it would happen before the Great Tribulation that is coming upon the whole earth for 7 years. We're not going to see the revealing of the Antichrist. The revelation or the resurrection and the rapture, they are imminent. They could happen at any moment. It could happen right now. Are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.